This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. 10 years ago, the demographics of New Hampshire and of Concord High School were almost identical, both 93% white. While that number has remained steady for the state, the capital city's high school has diversified in a big way. Today, more than 10% of the school's 1,600 students are, or were, refugees resettled from some 66 countries. Many are of color, the very populations that have been targeted by a spike in hate crime since the election of Donald Trump. Senior Renee Dutier is among the international students taking part in an initiative aimed at changing the way that they are seen and understood by their predominantly white peers. Word of Mouth's Jimmy Gutierrez went back to school to find out how it's working.
There's a new lesson plan at Concord High, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Pretend it's not a microphone. It's talking. You do that so well. Do you want me to stand behind you?
I do, but I don't have a microphone.
That's Anna Marie Di Pasquale. The kids call her Miss D, and Renee Dutier, a senior at the school. We're heading to a classroom as part of Ms. D's newest project, Travel Around the World. The idea is simple. Ex-refugee students share their cultures and traditions firsthand.
What do you have prepared?
I'm going to talk about my lovely country and tell them about my culture, the school, the weather.
Presentations I checked included a tasting of carrot halwa, a surprisingly sweet Pakistani dessert, the story of struggle behind the Burundi flag. I even learned how to say, how are you?
Boni.
And I'm fine in Lingala.
No, malamu. No, malamu. Yeah.
I'll be the first to say that language can be tricky, something that Renee has had to master throughout her childhood. Born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, her parents fled war to Rwanda when she was 8. For the next 4 years, Rwanda was home. Then her house was intentionally set on fire with some family still inside. Neighbors helped everyone escape, but her parents were badly burned. After that, they moved to Uganda, and in 2012, they were resettled in Concord, New Hampshire. Renee, now 14, was fluent in trauma and 3 languages. Today, in her 4th language, she casually stands in front of 20 students talking all about Rwanda. She tells classmates how some of the schoolgirls have to shave their heads. She shares music and talks about the ultimate equalizer, food.
We have to buy a fresh chicken, like actually a fresh one that is the real chicken. So you have to kill it.
I always like this.
You have to kill it and cook it.
I can't even kill like bugs and stuff.
Renee is an expert in everything that relates to her culture. We have so many students that are experts in their own experience, so why not share all that expertise in the classroom? And then it benefits the whole school.
Miss D has an over-caffeinated vibe that comes to life in her eyes. She says her role working with refugee kids is to give voice to their needs. It's something she's been addressing since she started 6 years ago.
First couple months I was here, I went into the social studies classrooms and we talked about how do we move beyond stereotypes. We get to know each other. We share each other's stories.
That's the motivation for Be the Change, a student-led social club which brings refugee students and American students together to learn from each other. The club also speaks to Concord's transformation over the last 20 years as a resettlement site. In 1995, Concord schools were 97% white. Today, almost 20% of the district's students are non-white. While taking in refugees has always been contentious, a new tone was struck this past election season. Here's President-elect Trump at a rally last year in Keene, New Hampshire.
I'm putting the people on notice that are coming here from Syria as part of this mass migration, that if I win, they're going back. They're going back. I'm telling you, they're going back.
In the 10 days following Trump's election, the Southern Poverty Law Center reported close to 900 hate crimes, most coming in K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. With calls for closed borders and whispers of a Muslim registry, there are some students in the majority speaking up.
Instead of just seeing, like, Sana, one of our Muslim students wearing her hijab and just making assumptions, when you actually learn about her culture and her religion, it's actually a lot different than how, you know, the media and like politics make it out to be.
That's Juliet Greenwood, a senior at the high school. Growing up in Concord, Juliet says she wasn't exposed to much diversity. As a seventh grader, she was invited to one of Miss D's multicultural events and for the first time found herself in the minority.
Nobody spoke any English, but I was trying really hard to entertain people, and that's when Miss D said that I would be a great social worker, and that was our first kind of interaction.
A few years later, as a sophomore, she experienced something in her lunchroom that took diversity from interesting to important.
I mean, it's noticeable in the cafeteria. The white students sit at tables, and then the Nepali students sit at tables, then the more African students sit at tables, and there were some pretty derogatory comments from my friend group, and I kind of separated myself.
Juliet says she confronted her friends and their language. Now she's one of the leaders of the Be the Change Club.
But I find my role is really helping the white community, the enormous white community at this school, use me as an example. And to get the different, like, international students to see me as, like, an accepting white student and not one of the many that maybe aren't as accepting.
It was a matter of minutes before I ran into some of those not as accepting kids. In an empty hallway, a group of white boys at an open locker whistled and made monkey noises at Ms. D's Afro-Caribbean American intern, Kaylin, and myself. Kaylin didn't flinch. Later during the presentations, in front of multiple teachers and a reporter, a couple of fresh-faced white teen boys in polo hats mocked the club and their students standing only feet away. I asked Ms. D if this was the norm.
So I will say that for the most part, Concord High School is a super welcoming place. Today's an anomaly. You know, today was an anomaly. And it was, today was just an anomaly. I think that's, education is the answer to everything.
Combating racism isn't the toughest thing Renee's ever faced. But when international students first arrive, struggle is common.
I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to turn to. I didn't know nobody, matter of fact. I used to go home and feel so bad. I'll tell my parents, I'm like, I'm not going back to school. But they're like, well, you got to. Remember, back home, you didn't go to school. You got to go to school. You got to push yourself. So I kept pushing myself, and hey, look at me now.
There's a lot of tears in my office. I need to give them a space to make sure that they know that they're going to be okay. They will get the language, that people are going to love them and welcome them here. And this is their school.
While learning the language is a crucial point of entry, Ms. D tells me that there's also language that needs to be unlearned.
Because when I first arrived, same thing, that term refugee. Language is powerful, right? And I was like, what? You're not refugees anymore.
When you call some people, yes, it would be kind of like not cool to be called like that. But otherwise, hey, we are used to it. We like heard it over and over again. It's like a song in our ears.
Ms. D's current tour through the school has served almost as a PSA that the students from 66 different countries speaking 44 different languages are no longer refugees. This is their home. They're new Americans. It's also allowed her to indulge her own interests.
I love to travel. I love food. I love to learn new things.
I think we just figured out where travel around the world came from. You just wanted to travel cheap.
That's exactly right. I think that's exactly right. I don't have to deal with the jet lag. I get the same food. It's exactly right.
That's amazing.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Jimmy Gutierrez.
And we've posted a link to Anne Marie's Be the Change Club at Concord High. It's at wordofmouthradio.org, along with some instructions for reporting hate crimes that was put together by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Again, wordofmouthradio.org.